In the news, police in Council Bluffs say a call about a burglary in progress just before 6 p.m. Wednesday resulted in the arrest of a man from Avoca. Officers were dispatched to 122 Benton Street at around 5:51 p.m., and upon arrival, they made contact with the alleged offender, 57-year-old Michael Crestoni of Avoca. Crestoni was transported to the Detective Bureau and interviewed with the victims, along with 50-year-old Tamika Crestoni of Avoca and 46-year-old Julie Skullberg of Council Bluffs, as well as a witness. And during those interviews, it was determined that Michael Crestoni forced entry into the home. Once inside the residence, Crestoni allegedly strangled Skullberg and physically assaulted Tamika Crestoni by kicking her in the head and body. Michael Crestoni is then alleged to have pulled a 9-inch knife and threatened to kill both women. Michael Crestoni was placed under arrest for burglary in the first, two counts of harassment in the first degree, going armed with intent, domestic abuse aggravated misdemeanor, and aggravated assault with a dangerous weapon. Red Oak police last night arrested 53-year-old David Allen Welch of Red Oak following a traffic stop for an improper tail lamp. A records check indicated Welch was driving under suspension. He was taken into custody at around 9:20 p.m. and brought to the Montgomery County Jail, where his bond was set at $300. Red Oak police report the arrest of 38-year-old Mary Ellen King of Red Oak on Wednesday afternoon. King was taken into custody on an active Montgomery County warrant for violation of probation. She was brought to the Montgomery County Jail and held on $2,500 bond. The drivers of two vehicles suffered minor possible injuries during a collision at around 3 p.m. Wednesday in Creston. Police report the accident happened at the intersection of Sheldon and Sumner Streets when an SUV driven by 60-year-old Timothy Sean Norton of Creston struck a Fiat broadside, causing a total of $6,000 damage. The driver of the Fiat was identified as 36-year-old Paige Nicole O'Neill of Creston. Both Norton and O'Neill were transported to the Greater Regional Medical Center in Creston by ambulance to be checked out. During the investigation, Norton claimed his traffic light had just turned yellow when he entered the intersection. O'Neill claimed she had the green light. Neither driver saw each other until it was too late. Authorities say the accident occurred close to the transition time between the red and green lights, and it's unknown which driver was at fault. Therefore, no citations were issued. No injuries were reported following an accident Sunday morning in Page County, but one person was arrested. Authorities say the accident happened at around 10:38 a.m. at the intersection of J Avenue and 170th Street, or about 10 miles east of Shenandoah. An investigation determined 36-year-old Kyle David Bond of Red Oak was driving a 1996 Dodge Ram 1500 southbound on J Avenue. 44-year-old Chad Robert Isaacson of Clarinda was driving a 1996 Dodge Ram 1500 southbound, and or rather was driving a 2004 Sterling dump truck, the snowplow eastbound on 170th, clearing the snow from the roadway. The dump truck is owned by Page County. Bond's pickup hit the snowplow portion of the vehicle with the front end, causing the pickup to sustain disabling damage. Page County's vehicle sustained very little damage. Bond was arrested for driving under suspension. He was taken to the Page County Jail, later posted bond, and was released. The Union County Sheriff's Office said yesterday that an accident took place around 12:30 a.m. Friday. Officials say 25-year-old Nathan Drew Symington of Lewis was driving a 1995 Chevy Astrovan eastbound on Highway 34 when the vehicle went out of control due to the icy road conditions. The van slid off the road and into a large hole. There were no injuries reported. The passenger side of the van sustained about $5,000 damage. And a man from Afton reported to the Union County Sheriff's Office Sunday night that sometime between December 16th and 18th, someone took his green 1995 Jeep Cherokee with license plate AF660 that was parked at the end of his driveway. The Adair County Board of Supervisors will hold their regular weekly meeting this morning in Greenfield that begins at 9 o'clock, and it'll feature discussion with regard to the high school job experience, an update from Boy Scout Troop 115 with regard to courthouse flags, and a report from County Treasurer Brenda Wallace with regard to computer bids. The county engineer will present to the board contracts for their signatures with regard to crack sealing on the roadways and grading projects, along with his regular report on maintenance and activities. In the funeral announcements, Mary Shaben, age 98, of Erling, died December 15th. A massive Christian burial for Mary Shaben will be today at 11 o'clock at St. Joseph's Catholic Church in Erling. Paulie Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has the arrangements. Helen Reichardt, age 93, of Fontenelle, died December 21st. Funeral services for Helen Reichardt will be today at 1 o'clock at the Fontenelle United Methodist Church. Steen Funeral Home in Fontenelle has arrangements. Susan Lanier, age 70, of Atlantic and formerly of Anita, died Monday. Graveside services for Susan Lanier will be tomorrow at 10 o'clock at the Evergreen Cemetery in Anita. Hockenberry Family Care in Anita has the arrangements. Helen Kleffman, age 93, of Portsmouth, died December 21st. A massive Christian burial for Helen Kleffman will be tomorrow at 10:30 at St. Mary Our Lady of Fatima Church in Portsmouth. Paulie Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has the arrangements. Victoria Vicky Coles, age 58, of Defiance, died Monday. A massive Christian burial for Vicky Coles will be tomorrow at 10:30 at St. Michael's Catholic Church in Harlan. Holly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has the arrangements. Elaine Michelson, age 90, of Atlantic, died Monday. Graveside services for Elaine Michelson will be tomorrow at 1 o'clock in the Atlantic Cemetery. Hockenberry Family Care in Atlantic has the arrangements. Thelma Ambrose, age 94, of Walnut, died Tuesday. Funeral services for Thelma Ambrose will be on Saturday at 10 o'clock at the First United Methodist Church in Atlantic. Roland Funeral Home of Atlantic has the arrangements. Mildred Finken, age 87, of Erling, died Tuesday at Mertzu Medical Center in Harlan. A massive Christian burial for Mildred Finken will be on Saturday at 10:30 at St. Joseph's Catholic Church in Erling. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has the arrangements. Betty J. Frederickson, age 85, of Panora and formerly of Elkhorn, died Tuesday. Funeral services for Betty Frederickson will be Saturday at 10:30 at Bethany Lutheran Church, northeast of Kimbleton. Kessler Funeral Home in Audubon has the arrangements. Ardith Jenkins, age 80, of Greenfield, died Tuesday. Funeral services for Ardith Jenkins will be Saturday at 10:30 at the United Methodist Church in Greenfield. Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield has the arrangements. Vernon Campbell, age 80, of Irwin, died Wednesday at Mertzu Medical Center. Funeral services for Vernon Campbell will be Saturday at 2:30 at the United Methodist Church in Irwin. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has the arrangements. Robert Bob Grasty, age 88, of Greenfield, died Tuesday in Des Moines. Funeral services for Bob Grasty will be on January 3rd at 10 a.m. at the United Methodist Church in Greenfield. Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield has the arrangements. Blanche Underwood, age 92, of Greenfield and formerly of Tennessee, died Sunday in Fontenelle. Funeral services for Blanche Underwood are pending at the Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield. Tim Thompson, age 58, of Mount Pleasant and formerly of Fontenelle, died Tuesday at the Henry County Health Center in Mount Pleasant. Funeral services for Tim Thompson are pending at the Steen Funeral Home in Fontenelle. The news was brought to you by Cass County Health System, Cass County Memorial Hospital in Atlantic. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.